This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush was at times saddled with an image that belied his bravery and experience. AP White House correspondent Sagar Magani reports that Mr. Bush died late Friday at the age of 94.
In late 1987, Newsweek ran a cover story titled Fighting the Wimp Factor with a picture of Bush steering a boat.
It's hard for me to comprehend how I could be viewed as a wimp.
Presidential historian Barbara Perry says it made no sense. Bush was an ex-CIA chief, and before that, a bona fide war hero, a fighter pilot who was shot down over the Pacific during World War II.
Bailed out and held on to a life raft until he was saved by a U.S. Navy submarine.
And later ordered military action as commander-in-chief.
Tonight, the battle has been joined.
Perry says Bush may have sounded gentle, but he could also play tough guy when needed. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The leaders of the United States, Mexico, and Canada have signed a new North American trade deal underpinning $1.2 trillion in annual commerce among the three countries. President Trump is calling the signing of the so-called USMCA a very historic day.
It's a great deal for the United States. It's a deal we really like. We've gotten tremendous reviews on it. And I will say we have literally, I have not heard one person hit it. They really have liked it. Now, the other countries, if you're talking about a little bit of a hit, they get a little bit of a hit, but I think they made a good deal also. It's great for the three countries.
PAC will lock in U.S. market access to Canada and Mexico. A U.S. airstrike in Libya has killed 11 al-Qaeda terrorists, the third U.S. strike in Libya against al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. This is VOA News.